This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are hip deep in that four times a year Wall Street ritual that is most easily summarized as earnings season. Publicly traded companies announce how much money they made or lost in the previous 3 months, and usually why they made or lost it. I say usually because there is a dance that happens here in earnings season. In making their profit announcements, CEOs try to paint things in as good a light as possible, while Wall Street analysts and business journalists, I'm obliged to add, try to parse things as finely as they possibly can. And often the expectations of Wall Street and the realities of a company's earnings don't match up. Case in point, a little company you might have heard of called Apple. CEO Tim Cook said yesterday they made a boatload of money in the third quarter without actually using the word boatload, I should say. Revenues were up by 30%. Cook called it an amazing quarter. For him, perhaps. Not so much, though, for investors who'd been expecting Apple to sell more iPhones than it did. Missing those expectations sent Apple shares down more than 4.5% today. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here to school us in the dangers of high expectations.
What's the worst thing your parents can say to you?
Trace, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
I even know my mom's pretending here, and that still guts me. And you know what? Disappointment can gut stock prices, too.
Companies would like to exceed the expectations. It looks much better to do that rather than disappoint.
Len Rosenthal, a finance professor at Bentley University, says companies will issue guidance, trying to manage investors' expectations. Some companies might even try to game expectations, setting them intentionally low so they can exceed them.
Oh, yeah, that's not a new thing. It's been going on for a long, long time. Yeah, I think it's kind of silly in some ways, but that's the way the game is played.
Rosenthal thinks there's too much emphasis on quarterly numbers, that the markets often overreact. But these expectations, they come from either published reports from analysts, like Gene Munster, he's with Piper Jaffray, or from investors themselves, in the form of what Munster calls a whisper number.
Whisper numbers are the collective expectation from investors who own a stock about a specific metric. In Apple's case, how many iPhones they're going to sell in a quarter.
It's this murky thing. You can find out the whisper number by polling a bunch of investors. Miss expectations, the stock may go down. Exceed them, and the stock may rise. But beat that whisper number too often, investors may come to expect too much. Munster thinks Apple may have been the victim of its own success over the last decade.
The success has created this underlying belief from investors that they can always do a little bit better.
And with expectations that high, Munster says disappointment is kind of inevitable. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.